Page 52. Self-reflection. Do you ever feel like you are running from one activity to another? Or studying a mad rush of one subject after another? When things happen at such a fast pace, it is easy to lose sight of what you are doing or what you are learning. It is important to stop yourself every now and then to think about what you've been doing or learning. Self-reflection means stopping the mad rush activity and calming yourself and your mind so your brain can evaluate the input it has already received. Some people prefer to do their self-reflections mentally, while others keep a journal or written notes of some kind. Either method can work, depending on what your own personal style is. Whether written or purely mental, the process is the same. School textbooks are often divided into chapters and units of study. This can make it easier for someone who wants to begin the process of self-reflection to get started. Watch for the times when you complete a unit of study in any of the subjects you are learning: math, social studies, science, art, or any other topic that might be specific to your school. Sometimes you are reminded that the unit is over because there is some kind of test or quiz. Use these natural breaks as opportunities to stop and reflect. Find a quiet place. This can even be sitting at your desk at school when you finish something early and the other students are still working. If you are going to take notes, take out a paper or your reflection journal. Write down some notes on things that you learned in this unit that you did not know before you began. Let your mind ponder on the notes you have written and make some connections. Sometimes, just pausing to think deeply allows your brain to make connections so that new information can be quickly retrieved when you need it again. Next, think about things that you still wonder. For example, maybe you learned about a certain body system, but you're not sure how it works together with other body systems. Maybe you learned a new way to solve a math problem, but you're not sure when to use it. Writing down your questions will help you remember to continue seeking answers the next time you are exposed to the same topic. Self-reflection is an essential skill for a successful student. If you have never taken the time to reflect, try it now!